Thank you, Felix, for organizing this symposium and also for having me here to talk to you on how to utilize the metabolic data that we have been, many people maybe have been using this technology to improve abiotic stress tolerance in plants in general. So as we know that metabolic processes are metabolomics is a very powerful tool for quantification and identification of small molecular weight metabolites in a given samples, for example, in cells, organs, or specific tissues. There are over 200,000 metabolites in the plant metabolome overall. So they are involved in very complicated networks of different metabolic pathways as you have seen here in this map. So, and then how are actually metabolomics are utilized in plant crop improvement? Originally, metabolomics was referred as metabolic profiling that was used in the 1970s, most popular in the human medicine, medicinal research in for humans. But not until in the early 1990s that metabolic profiling are utilized for identify metabolites in plants. So as I mentioned, there are over 200,000 different metabolites in the plant metabolome. And this is a metabolomics is a tool that it's a call, it's a really high throughput tool. So you can analyze using different technology I'm going to mention later that can analyze many, many different metabolites in one sample and also cross many different populations of cultivars of plant species. So here just to summarize, there's one review article that reviews some research on soybean that in this study they have identified over 169 different metabolites in across 49 different soybean conventional lines and also genetic transgenic plants. So as you see this heat map, some metabolites are increased in their abundance in responding to certain environmental conditions, are enriched in certain cultivars, and some are have much lower abundance levels in responding to environmental factors or in particular cultivars. So they're in this study in soybean, so they found metabolites are mainly in the category amino acids, carbohydrates, lipids, and some peptides and secondary metabolites. So there are four major techniques are utilized to quantify and also to identify different metabolites in the plants. So most general ones, or popular ones, are used GCMS. This is a very high resolution method that can separate different compounds and very high sensitivity. So they're able to basically detect almost any compounds or metabolites in the plants, particularly sensitive for those volatile compounds. So regardless the structure or the class of the metabolites. So the second method used widely is HPLC, particularly with the UV detector. So it's very common to utilize to detect target, analyze specific group of compounds, particularly those are polar and non-volatile compounds. So the LCMS is a combination of HPLC and mass spectrometry. And also there's a more recent technology developed called LC-MS. So those two are methods can be utilized to detect or characterize if the GC and HPLC cannot detect it or cannot characterize metabolites. So they are particularly very useful to detect and identify new and also unusual metabolites. So the last one is AMR. So this method is mainly detect any compounds that containing hydrogen elements. So as I mentioned, there are so many different metabolites and different techniques can be utilized to quantify, identify the metabolites, and how can we utilize the data and to apply to crop improvement, particularly in dealing with different environmental stresses or particularly abiotic stresses. So basically, the data that from the different methods I mentioned earlier, so you get a large quantitative number of metabolites, and also those metabolites not only diverse in terms of the different type, and also different concentrations, different quantity, different structure. So, and utilizing bioinformatics data, I'm going to mention later on, that you can summarize the data and develop into pathways, and particularly those are very useful to discover biochemical or metabolic pathways, and also discover gene functions. So other ways that to utilize those metabolic data is that the genes and also metabolic pathways identified using this metabolic profiling can be utilized to be in genetic modification or plant biotechnology. So you can overexpress the gene, controlling a particularly metabolite synthesis, and either overexpress or mutant the gene to modify the plant metabolic processes to achieve the phenotype desirable. So the third way of utilizing these metabolites are that you can actually, in the industry, they utilize this method to detect the compounds that could be useful to involved in stress protection. So you can use as a formulation method to discover new compounds that can be utilized in the formulation and then develop into a product. The products can be exogenously applied to crops to improve stress tolerance in different crops. So here, the next few slides, I'm going to really go give you some examples and how the metabolomic profiling are actually utilized for identification of metabolic or biochemical pathways, and how they are utilized in biotechnology for crop improvement, and how they are utilized in the exogenous application to improve stress tolerance. But currently, most of the literature actually utilize the metabolic profiling mainly to identify metabolic pathways that are could be influenced by different environmental factors and also some other external stimuli, and also detect genetic variations for different influence different genotypes. For example, that as we know that there are large genetic variations, environmental factors and other factors can influence the phenotype of a particular plant that shows different differential physiological responses. And also this because of this differential responses, and many times we want to know what are actually involved in metabolically that results in these differential changes physiologically. So therefore, these samples can be actually going through this analysis as mentioned using the different four techniques and more as other techniques also available. So it can identify many different metabolites, and those metabolites can be placed into maps of pathways of different metabolic processes. And then here's the example, then how metabolites are responsive to abiotic stresses and account for the differential responses of plants to environmental stresses. So there's a review article that summarized 8 different independent studies in Arabidopsis that responding to different abiotic stresses, including dehydration that's involved either drought stress or salinity stress, and also heat stress, cold stress, high light, light quality, UV light, low nitrogen, sulfur deficiency, and potassium deficiency. So in this summary of the different 8 different studies, they have found that many metabolites are increased in their abundance, and some metabolites shows decline in the abundance level of the metabolites. So in this summary, they found that in Arabidopsis, for this example here, majority of the metabolites exhibit increases in the concentration and some exhibit decline in the concentration under different abiotic stresses. So in general, plants are able to actively reprogram the metabolic processes or metabolisms to support growth and survival under different environmental stress conditions. So here I'm going to give you some example of research done in my lab on turfgrass responding to drought stress, heat stress, and also genetic variations and also effects of different other compounds on metabolic processes related to the metabolites detected by the different metabolic profiling technology. So in one study, we look at the differential metabolic responses of two perennial grass species, one is called Bermuda grass, one is Kentucky bluegrass, to heat stress. So what we found here that the differential heat tolerance in the cool season Kentucky bluegrass compared to the warm season Bermuda grass are mainly due to the differential accumulation of seven different sugars and some sugar alcohols, six organic acids, and some 9 amino acids. So, and then when we summarize where are the different metabolites located in the different metabolic pathways, what we found here, those metabolites involved mainly in carbohydrate synthesis and respiration metabolisms and energy production play critical roles, counting for the genetic variation in heat tolerance between the warm season heat-tolerant grass and compared to the cool-season heat-sensitive grass. So in another study, we identified the metabolites associated with heat tolerance in leaves and compared to roots that through also the different metabolic profiling. And what we found here that the metabolites are very sensitive to changing in temperature in both roots and leaves. Many of the metabolites exhibit decline in its concentration, particularly in responding to heat stress, particularly in roots. So the root metabolic responses are most sensitive to heat stress compared to the leaves, because as we know that roots are more sensitive to heat stress than the leaves. The roots have lower optimum temperature requirements compared to the leaves. And also what we found here, the different accumulation of different metabolites in the roots account better for the genetic variation between the heat-tolerant grass compared to heat-sensitive grass compared to the leaves. So the root metabolic responses are more sensitive and also are more responsible for the differential heat tolerance between two different species, two different grass species. One is called Agrostis scabra, and that's collected from Yellowstone National Park, that's heat tolerant, and another one is called Agrostis stolonifers, that's widely used in common field and turf. So, and also we noticed that the metabolites accumulated that in responding or shows decline in their abundance in responding to heat stress varies between the leaves and roots. So in the leaves, the heat responsive metabolites are mainly including those involved in respiration, the organic acids and sugar, and also some secondary metabolites related to stress defense. In the roots, metabolites are mainly responsive to heat stress, including amino acids and also some sugars. So, as I mentioned earlier, in addition to the environmental factors and genetic variations, the other external stimuli, external factors also affect metabolic changes in the plants. So here in this study, we want to look at exogenously application of several different plant hormones, including abscisic acid, salicylic acid, and a compound of amino acids, aminobutyric acid. Those three different compounds are known to promote stress tolerance in different plant species, particularly improving drought stress and heat stress tolerance. So we are interested in know what are how those different compounds here actually affecting the metabolic changes in the plants and in results in the improvement in heat tolerance and drought tolerance in creeping bentgrass species. So what we found here, so the different hormones also different regulating different metabolites that involve in different metabolic pathways in the plants, particularly under drought stress conditions. If you look at the slides on the right, the diagram. So here we summarize that ABA mainly enhanced accumulation of organic acids. Those are involved in the TCA cycle of the respiration metabolism here. And then the SA strongly promoted accumulation of amino acids and also carbohydrates here. So those are mainly involved in osmotic adjustment and also energy production. Well, GABA mainly enhanced accumulation of metabolites involved, particularly those amino acids and organic acids. They are mainly involved in osmotic adjustment, the synthesis of secondary metabolites. Those secondary metabolites play a very important role in stress protection in addition to the primary metabolism. So here, and then if we put some different metabolites into the metabolic maps, as you can see here, so we can actually look at the drought stress affected genes either downregulated or upregulated, and also the metabolites, and also the upregulated and downregulated metabolized by the three different compounds, ABA, GABA, and SA. So I'm not going to interpret this map, but overall, as you can see, the specific metabolites you identified that can be put into different metabolic maps to be able to find the major metabolic pathways, those metabolites involved in the process. So that controlling plant growth and response to different environmental factors or other factors. So here's more specifically that related to metabolic pathways. We summarize in this study and the GABA effects on drought tolerance. We found GABA application not only improve heat tolerance and also improve drought tolerance. So here in this study, our question is, what are the metabolic pathways regulated by GABA that make the plants more heat tolerant? So we put the different metabolites again in the different metabolic processes maps. What we found here, GABA could improve heat tolerance mainly due to regulation of the metabolites involved in here in the TCA cycle of respiration, and also in the GABA shrink. That's the pathway that for GABA synthesis, and that's related to stress protection. And also involved in antioxidant metabolisms, osmotic adjustment, and also balance of photosynthesis and respiration. So another plant hormone that we are interested in understanding how plant hormone regulates stress tolerance through metabolic profiling that we study here is cytokinin. So as we know that cytokinin play essential roles in cell division that affects plant growth and very important also regulating stress tolerance. So in this study, we overexpress a gene called IPT that encodes a gene called isopentanol transferase that controls cytokinin synthesis. So what we found here that by overexpressing IPT that increased endogenous cytokinin content that induce changes of various other metabolites. Here, just very quickly summarize what we found here. So the metabolites that exhibit greater accumulation in the transgenic plants compared to the wild type, mainly including those that in amino acids, carbohydrates, and also organic acids. So again, when we place them into different metabolic pathways, what we can summarize that the drought stress tolerance regulated by the cytokinin, that mainly due to the alteration of metabolites in stress involved in stress signaling, osmotic adjustment, and respiration for energy production. So from various other studies and also study from our group, we can summarize here that as you can see, there are many different metabolites can be responsive to environmental factors and genetic factors, and they are involved in different metabolic processes. Here I just summarize that as you can see, majority, actually a large proportion of the metabolites are involved in carbon and energy metabolisms that either related to photosynthesis or respiration. And also large proportion of the metabolites are in the processes amino acid synthesis or amino acid metabolisms. They are followed by osmotic adjustment, lipid metabolisms, antioxidant metabolism, hormone metabolism, secondary metabolism, and the last group are many metabolites are involved as stress signaling molecules involved in stress signaling. So now, the second way of utilization of metabolic profiling data are actually related to biotechnology for crop improvement. As you can see from earlier slides, that many metabolites can be identified through this metabolic profiling, and they are involved in various different metabolic or biomedical or biochemical pathways. Okay, so if we know the biochemical pathways and specific key enzymes controlling that synthesis of that particular metabolites, and we can utilize the gene to modify the plants to manipulate that particular metabolite accumulation and metabolic pathway. So here I summarize that some studies that utilize the genes that from different metabolic processes that controlling stress improvement. Here, most of them are related actually improving stress tolerant osmotic stress. For example, proline that is metabolized highly accumulated under drought stress conditions and also other stress related to dehydration. So this proline was a gene that controlling proline synthesis are utilized to genetically modify the plants to improve osmotic stress, including salinity and salt stress. And mannitol is a sugar alcohol. The gene for mannitol synthesis has been utilized to improve salt and drought stress. And glycine betaine is another compound, a metabolite or compound, that highly accumulated in responding to environmental stresses, particularly related to dehydration. So these genes that involve in glycine betaine synthesis have been utilized to improve cold tolerance that also induce dehydration, salt tolerance, and also drought stress. So fatty acid, particularly those unsaturated fatty acids, are known to be related to cold stress tolerance. So the genes that involve in fatty acid synthesis also utilized to modify the plants to improve cold tolerance. So sugar play a very important role in general in stress tolerance, and a sugar called trehalose synthesis gene, and also another one, fructan synthesis gene, have been utilized to improve drought stress tolerance. Here just an example of trehalose accumulation that in rice plants found that improve drought tolerance in rice. So that many other studies found in other species as well. So another example is genetically overexpressing the gene controlling glycine betaine that we found actually can improve salt tolerance in Kentucky bluegrass here, and also cold tolerance in warm season grass called zoysia grass under field conditions and also in laboratory conditions in our study. So here, slide shows effects of overexpression the cytokinin synthesis gene that improving drought tolerance and heat tolerance. We found that both in the laboratory and also in field conditions, this based on the overexpression of this gene that has been had positive effects on improving stress tolerance. So how are the metabolites actually utilized developing formulations to form stress defensive compounds or products to improve stress tolerance? So there are many different compounds that, as I mentioned earlier, they are highly accumulated or they might be decreases in their concentration. So if we know their function, the metabolic pathways, and we can actually utilize those compounds, exogenously apply them, for particularly those under stress conditions, if the metabolites accumulate in a lower quantity, but those metabolites play a very important role. So we can exogenously apply certain compounds to increase the endogenous content of those compounds, and therefore they play roles in stress defense. So here, there's an article that role of glycine, betaine, and proline in improving plant abiotic stress tolerance that published in 2007. So they have found that many different plant species are responding actually to the proline application. Particularly, proline are very effective for improving salt tolerance and also drought tolerance. In the function of improving salt tolerance particularly, the proline are found play important roles involved in antioxidants activation and also neutralized or increasing the ethylene production in stress plants and also mainly involved in the balance of potassium and sodium and also reduce the sodium accumulation in the plants. So glycine, betaine, and other compounds are widely used that in crop improvement, particularly in responding to drought stress, salt stress, and some of studies and look at high temperature and low temperature responses. As you can see here, there are different species has been showing positive responses to glycine betaine application that improving the stress tolerance involved, particularly drought stress and other different environmental stresses. So the function of glycine betaine are well known. They are mainly play roles in osmotic regulation, water relations, and also play very important role in balance the potassium and also sodium under saline conditions, under salt stress conditions. So here this study shows in my lab, we have or in the field, so we have found exogenous application of glycine betaine can promote drought tolerance here under field conditions without water continuously for several weeks compared to the untreated plants. So also another compound I mentioned earlier, that's GABA, that exogenous application of this compound can improve heat tolerance, as I showed you earlier, the metabolic changes. Here just shows the physiological responses to this metabolite application. So as you can see here, under heat stress conditions, the turf grass growth is inhibited. But with application of GABA, growth is improved. Particularly, we found GABA is effective to suppress heat-induced leaf senescence. So these are reflected by changes in turf quality, electrolyte leakage, and photochemical efficiency. And also we found GABA also play very important role in improving osmotic adjustment. So therefore that could improve drought tolerance and heat tolerance. So as we know that metabolomics is only part of the overall parcel of the omics technology. So we know that omics involves in genomics, proteomics, transcriptomics, right? So that metabolomics is only part of the puzzle. So in order to understand really what's really going on in the plants and what are the mechanisms regulating plant tolerance to different abiotic stresses, we better to integrate this different omics technology. But in fact, the metabolomics itself is kind of integration of the different technologies, because if they are able to provide the information about the overall outcomes or the ultimate outcomes of biochemical processes that influenced by the DNAs, RNAs, protein expression eventually comes down to metabolite synthesis. And then the metabolites finally cause changes in the phenotypes. So now, as I mentioned earlier, so there's many different metabolites, and then there are metabolites are responding to different environmental factors, and also metabolites responses can be varied genetically and also in different organs responding differently, that changes in metabolic pathways are very sensitive to many different factors. And also because there are overall, there are more than 200,000 different metabolites, that they are various in structure, in their natures, and also in varieties, and also in concentration. So the concentration can vary from picomolars to millimolars. So the variation you can see is very big in terms of concentration. So this created very challenging issues and also bottleneck for continue to utilize this technology. That's mainly because those, due to the huge diversity and complexity of plant metabolome, so that goes far beyond what's available, information available in the classical textbook. So, and also because of this, that some more advanced technology or better integration of system approach could be utilized. Particularly, you have to utilize the bioinformatics new tool. So the bioinformatics, so as we learn more new technologies and also computational biology improve, hopefully we are able to really efficiently utilize metabolic profiling to be able to improve abiotic stress tolerance in plants. So I think my time is up here. I saw Felix up already. Thank you very much for your attention.